Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Today we have three rounds in the magazine. Round number one, some old men and old lady. We're going to be yelling at the clouds today because Generation Z is back at it again. We actually might not be yelling at them. I'm not sure how everybody else feels. We're going to get into it, how we feel about them. Round number two, the ick. It's a big problem. And according to the New York Post, we are bringing in 23-year-old Kate to talk about what does and what does not cause the old ick. And I think it's a lot. Like, I've seen, there's a lot of ick going on.
Yeah. And I mean, the ick is, I kind of love this term, the ick, because great in the term. Past, before this term, like in my dating days, there were things that a guy would do that were totally like innocuous, nothing bad, but it gave me the ick. And once I got the ick, like, there's no going back. Like, that's it.
There is no going back at all.
Completely subjective.
Yeah.
Big time. Round number three, we're going to have a new type of hazardous duty pay just came out. And we're going to talk about how we feel about that. I think everything's a hazardous duty, basically. I mean, if you're in the military, it's hazardous duty. I understand there's some that are more than others. We're going to talk about if the new one is good. But I think we can all agree on one of the aspects that they're improving is separation pay. Like, they're going to increase the amount of money that people get for separation pay. Used to be 250. That's going up to 400, which I think is a great thing, because 250 ain't shit. Like, in today's world, 250 is one trip to Target. That's like a trip to Target. And all that today is going to be brought to you by our friends at Zen, right, Katie?
Yes, our friends over at Zen. And you guys know we're all about keeping it real. So let's talk about something making a change for vets and active duty right now, Zen nicotine pouches. If you're looking for a new way to enjoy nicotine, America's number one nicotine pouch comes in 10 varieties like wintergreen, spearmint, and coffee, and two strengths, 3 milligrams to kick off your experience and 6 milligrams to take it up a notch. Zen is smoke-free, spit-free, and hands-free, giving you more freedom to move. Plus, it comes as is, no batteries or devices needed to get your Zen on, which is one less thing to worry about on your next trip to the PX. Look, when it comes to making a change, we know progress is more important than perfection. Zen knows it too, because everyone's on a different path. If you're curious about what a premium nicotine experience looks like, head to your local convenience store, PX, or Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to find out. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
All right, now, before we get going, we're basically ZBT daycare at this point. We got Cons on with Maggie. We got Kate on with Buckshot. The whole squad. Well, not me. My kids are big enough where I could send them to school, whether that be college or fifth grade, and not going to have babies on the pod. But if you hear a little gurgle every now and then, just shut the fuck up about it. We got babies. So if you can't
we're making
that,
two.
Look, this is all military members, people that are military adjacent. If you can't suck it the fuck up and deal with a little bit of gurgling, this ain't the podcast for you, because we're going to improvise, we're going to adapt, and we're going to overcome no matter how many babies there are. Cons wants more. Fill it up. Put it in like Kate's cousins. We're going to have 19 of those fuckers in some of these rooms, and you're not going to be able to do nothing about it, but keep pushing play.
Right, I'm going to start renting babies.
Mm-hmm. Just bringing them all
in. In here.
Yeah. I mean, if you ran like Kate, you should, I don't think anybody would say anything like to a mom, like, hey, I'm just not coming in for a while. You could have multiple babies that you're kind of like daycare, Katie daycare, and then also do the podcast once a week. And you'd be rolling in the dough. You might make more money that way than you did on OnlyFans.
I might start, because taking care of a baby is so easy, you know?
Yeah, super simple. Everybody gets bleep, you're good.
I will say, so Maggie coming 2 weeks early really put a damper on everything. Not a damper, but it screwed with our timeline, because Alex had scheduled it kind of perfectly to where she had enough maternity and enough PTO to take her through the end of the year, and then she'd go back January 1, right when Maggie goes to daycare. Well, she came 2 weeks early, so Alex went back to work last week. not too busy this week, but let me tell you something. You know, we're trying to like trade off time with Maggie based on our schedule throughout mm-hmm. the day. Alex is a lot better at it than me, where she can have her next to her, I guess, kind of like I do now. And as long as she's not losing her mind, she's good at it. But the idea of trying to do anything where you have to concentrate, you can't do that with a baby.
It's so impossible, dude. It's impossible. Yeah. You think how hard could it be? And somehow it's, right. It's very hard.
No, it's extremely, extremely difficult. I my brain can't function at all.
This is going to be a good episode.
Let's get going with it. We got round number one. We're going to talk about the ick. I've heard Kate say this phrase. I've heard a lot of people say this phrase, mm-hmm. but there's just so many examples. I'll be honest, I didn't expect the military to have a big problem with the ick, but they are, right, Katie?
Well, I feel like we didn't have the term for the ick, but we've all been icking for a long time.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I'll tell you guys my ick story. Like, you guys know that I went, if you've been listening for a while, you do, that I went, before the Marine Corps, I went to seminary, and I went to a Baptist school that was pretty conservative, like looking back, very, very conservative about the things that they wanted you to do. For instance, if you're going to chapel, you had to go to chapel, and if you had a girlfriend or something like that, you had to stick a Bible or a hymnal in between you whenever you were sitting. Couldn't be sitting next because we don't know if any finger banging or any South Carolina squeezers are going to be going on. So you got to be careful there. So a lot of the women that goes to these schools, because women in the Baptist church can't be pastors, you can't do any of that stuff, but they go to seminary to get what's called an MRS degree, where you just want to get married to somebody that's going to be a pastor. So you get kind of caught up in that, and you'll see TikToks about it from BYU where people get married in 2 weeks, they get married in 2 months, and it's simply because they want to fuck. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's sex shaming because you're not supposed to have sex whenever you get there. So whenever I met this young woman, and we went out on our first date, we didn't go to a bar, we didn't go anywhere like that. We went to a place that was kind of like the North Carolina version of Shake Shack. I don't remember what it was. But we went out on 3 dates, basically the same kind of places because I didn't have a whole lot of money. But she was a milkshake head, like a super milkshake head, where anywhere we went, milkshake. Adorable, right? Somebody that likes milkshake.
Brings all the boys to the yard.
That's cute. We got some milkshake going. But the way that she drank her milkshake is the reason why I didn't date her. Because she would take a sip of her milkshake, and she would get like strawberry milkshake in between her lip and her teeth. And she would swallow it and like lick her lips really weird. And for some reason, every time she did, it made me want to puke because of the way that she looked like she lived in a nursing home. And she just couldn't drink this milkshake. And she was a milkshake head. I knew it was something that I was going to be grossed out with for the rest of my natural life. Her milkshake eating was the ick to me. Cons, do you have one?
Yeah, that, kind of similar. And I was at a loss. And then you told that story and it kind of jogged my memory. There was this girl many years before my wife, where when she was over at my apartment,
tread lightly, Maggie's in the room.
All right, I'm done with this story. No, I'm just kidding. When she was over at my apartment, she would make herself tea. And very, very often she'd make a full mug of tea, use a little bit of milk, take one or two sips, and then just leave it like on the coffee table, on the counter. And I'm just thinking to myself, you clearly didn't want that, or maybe you just wanted to have it in front of you. But I hate waste. And actually now the amount of things that just get maybe half drank and left, we'll see. Maybe things will be different in the house now, but in our apartment, there were half drink seltzers all the time.
You know what waters, we used to call them in college when there was half drunk beers, when there was half drunk beers all over the house. And then I joined the military after I was that, but we called them wounded soldiers.
Yeah.
We got some wounded. So we got, if we can't leave them, and you couldn't leave a man behind. Yeah. So if you were drunk enough, you'd go through the house and finish them.
Just the thought of that. Like the next morning when they're all
coming
warm
home from the bar, we'd be like, look at all these wounded soldiers. We got to make sure we can't leave them behind. And we'd be drinking these like lukewarm schlitzes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. But anyway, yeah, my ick is when people just don't finish their drink and leave it somewhere that drink should not be left.
Katie? So
that's mine.
Mine was the guy in Philly. I online dating, went on a few dates. He had money, which Katie rarely snagged herself a money man. And we went on a few dates and I was like, I'm really into this guy. He had his own house in South Philly with a roof deck. I was like, come on. Yes, please. Mm-hmm. And then at the Army Navy game, first kiss. I've told you guys about this. When he licked my face, he was like licking my face.
Wait, time out. Yeah. This was since we knew you?
Yeah.
It was at the first Army Navy game, right?
Yeah, the snowy one.
Yeah, the one that like Flo and Groberg was there.
Yeah.
And you met Medal of Honor recipients on the bus and you're like, what is this? How did you break away? I thought we saw you the whole time.
No, remember afterwards, the weather was horrible that game. Yes. It was like pouring snow. And the guy was like, hey, I'm in the tailgate lot. I left early. Why don't you? Because I think everybody, all the Barstool crew was leaving the game a little bit early because it was like so miserable and the score was whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'll come meet you in the lot. And it was snow was falling and it was so beautiful. And the you know, you hear the fireworks going off and we go to kiss and he just starts like, he was like licking my face.
You're lucky you didn't get frostbite.
Dude, me too. I am truly lucky. And I, from that moment, bad kissing is an ick.
Oh, like, yeah.
And there's bad really kissing, no fixing
terrible.
It.
Terrible.
I think you can get better at sex. Like, that's something that you can learn. But I think kissing's like innate. Like, if you're bad at it, I don't know. But anyway, that killed it for me, even with the roof deck in South Philly.
I know. Quick question. You are dating a guy, he has a roof deck or a pontoon boat, which one are you going with?
Pontoon boat. You don't even have to. Right. That was I have a roof question. Deck now.
That was I'm a fine. Ridiculous question by me. All right, let's get into some of the military ones. We got round number one. What do we got, Kate?
Yeah, this comes to us from the Daily Mail, so take it with a grain of salt.
I'll never take it from the grain of salt.
It's like
never.
Basically like the National Enquirer, but over in the U. Anyway.
Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
The U.S. Army is facing a TikTok mutiny as Gen Z recruits are taking to social media to whine about low pay, shitty food, and fitness tests. The brazen posts by uniformed troops on U.S. bases represent an audacious challenge to top brass amid a recruitment crisis. The Army fell short of its target by 25% last year. One of the posts by military influencer Anthony Laster slams the Army life for having no privacy, the pay sucks, shitty food, disrespectful leadership, no sleep, and has been viewed more than 600,000 times. Laster from Chicago,
what's
up? Has more than a million followers on TikTok and made the public comments in uniform while on a mission in the desert. In another post, he claimed he spent his whole day watching TikToks while supposedly fighting the Taliban. Sure, Jan. It gives a woeful impression of America's fighting forces to potential recruits, which is likely to cause further animosity towards TikTok from critics. Politicians from both sides have concerns about the platform's links with China and accuse it of pushing subversive anti-U.S. propaganda.
So maybe, where were... Go ahead, Kate.
Maybe China's giving Laster the big bucks, you know?
Maybe so. Possibly. Maybe he's a little operative. So far in this story, like, it's a much to do about nothing, in my opinion. These are the things that we've all bitched about for generations about the military. The difference is it's on TikTok now. That's the main difference. People that aren't around the military don't know, I guess, that forever we've complained about low pay, shitty food, and fitness tests. That's been a thing forever. I mean, also, I can't remember a time where you didn't do it.
Almost any military movie, that's like what the theme is. Go watch Full Metal Jacket.
Or Jarhead.
Like, oh, here's a bunch of shit that sucks. Jarhead, here's a bunch of shit that sucks. Even the comedy movies, it's like the joke is that they're all in the suck together and it sucks. And that's
Forrest Gump.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's nobody's
I'm
like
just surprised that they're willing to do these videos, these TikToks in uniform with
that's
their name
the surprising
plates.
Part.
Yes. Yes.
Very visible. That the fact that they're just zero repercussions or they're not in fear of any repercussions from their chain of command. Because lest we forget, the military is very different from the civilian world. You know, a civilian job, you might not have as many rules in terms of what you are and are not allowed to do. I have to imagine that military is a little more strict about this. And I mean, by the letter of the law, aren't you undermining your chain of command by making all of these complaints publicly?
Oh, you absolutely are. I mean, right? Absolutely. The thing that surprises me, one, that you're doing it in uniform. I think that's absolutely foolish, and you're putting yourself in a terrible position where eventually you're going to be called to the carpet. But if you're like some of these folks, like that sergeant who's coming up on the end of his time, 600,000 TikTok followers is something that you could parlay into a little bit of money. So you might not care about that negative counseling, because that's the worst thing that's going to come. Like you're not going to get NJP'd. You're not going to get busted down unless you're saying something derogatory about a specific commander, a specific NCO that's much higher than you with names and all that stuff. That's the only time I can really think that you're going to get in trouble. But other than that, like some folks will just take their rank off, like the Army, for instance. I think the Air Force does it too. Maybe the Navy as well. You just take the little Velcro rank off, and then you
I don't think it's Velcro anymore. I don't think it's Velcro anymore. I think it's now it's back to being sewn on, I think.
Well, some of these TikTokers, they'll just take their rank off, or they'll take their name tape off and then think they're good to go. And I guess they are, but maybe not. I don't know.
I would argue, too, that, yeah, there's some bad ones like this, but overwhelmingly, if there was no active duty troops on social media, you would have an even bigger recruiting crisis. And I think some of the biggest draws to people on the fence, I've seen way more genuinely funny. It's like shitty moments where they're all bouncing around in the back of like an LTV, but they're all laughing or like, whatever. I've seen funnier embracing the suck moments by troops being hilarious that I'd be like, oh man, that's what I miss about the military. That if I was Gen Z thinking about joining, I'd be like, yeah, I went in on that. That looks like shitty but fun as hell at the same time. Like look how tight-knit that crew is. Like I don't know, I feel like they also have to have a presence online, and overwhelmingly I think it's actually been pretty good, oddly enough.
I think you might be right with that. I think it will probably deter some people that might have been on the fence, but I do think largely you'll see a lot of these funny videos, and if you're 18 and you don't have much direction or anything else going on, you'll think to yourself, okay, maybe the military isn't that bad. And the more I was thinking about it last night, you think about the things they're complaining about, specifically the low pay. I'm generalizing here. The majority of enlisted soldiers are straight from high school. Where are you going straight from high school and making a crazy paycheck with just a high school diploma and no experience really
doing
anything?
Tell them, recruiter cons. Tell them.
I'm just saying, right? Like, you're making it sound like, oh, the military, like, I'm not, you know, the military could probably pay everybody a little bit better. But if you're just coming out of high school and you try to go get a job, where are you getting a job where it's going to be exponentially more money than what you would make in the military?
Probably one where you are not going to die if you
fair
take
enough
it.
Fair,
like
fair
where
enough.
You're not going to deploy and things like that. And the money is substantially different once you start getting BAH. These folks that live in the barracks and that they're on post and they get on post pay and they get money taken out for so they can go to the chow hall, they absolutely should bitch. I mean, because at this point, I've seen some of the paychecks that they get where you have E1s and E2s that'll send like what they're currently making. Like after taxes, they could get $1,500, $1,600 a month, like in some of these spots. That's fuck. My kid makes more money at Chipotle than that. So I think that there is aspects like, and if you have these TikToks, again, there's no job in the world that you're going to, that TikTokers are going to be like, this is fucking awesome, where you have everybody. Yeah. That's not the way the world works. Everybody complains about everything.
I think too, chaps, like what you're saying, we've had whole episodes talking about the amount of food insecurity in the military.
Yeah.
Because of the low pay. It's not a TikToker's problem for bringing that to light, or moldy barracks on TikTok. That's, if you want better recruiting numbers, better pay, better barracks, Papa John's, you know, I'm just saying, you gotta really, those are things that the military needs to fix. I think it's easy to point at like Gen Z TikTokers for hurting recruiting, but I don't think that's really.
Right. Yeah. I think that's low hanging fruit. I don't think the folks on TikTok drive the numbers one way or the other. There's probably, you know, some people you could point to, but it's not significant in any way.
Yeah. So one young recruit, Shamar Williams, in uniform, appearing to be on base, looks into the camera and tells his 34,000 followers his top five reasons not to join the military. Echoing last year's grievances, Williams bemoans, "We do not get paid enough to perform the mission that is tasked to us. Lack of autonomy and sacrifices in family life. According to federal data, more than 20,000 active duty troops are on food stamps to make ends meet." And like I was just saying, like, that's not the TikToker's problem, though. I do think it is bold to do that in uniform. Like, I'm not going to feel sorry for you if you get called to the carpet. Injury and healthcare are also a concern for a young recruit who identified himself as Treel. He advised against joining the Army because this is very physically demanding. The Army doesn't give a fuck if you fucked up. You better see the personal trainer. He also complains that commanding officers are on a power trip and you can't do nothing. And that's like, honey, do a little more research before you join then. That's kind of my thought on that
guy. I mean, that's basically, if you're like, what the heck? We got to stay in shape? What the fuck is this?
Right.
Wait, we got to listen to what the person in charge says? What's going on here? I can't just do what I want?
But again, I feel like if I was dead set on joining, a guy like that's not going to turn me off from it. I'm going to be like, yeah, no shit, it's physically demanding. Like, no shit, there's sacrifices you have to make. I already was looking at it and like, what? Anyway, but so yeah, I don't think it's really hurting recruiting. I think if anything, having a presence on social media that's overwhelmingly funny, whether the higher ups like it or not, and like shows real life troops like, oh, they're normal like me. That's somebody just like me who's serving in the military. I think overall, Gen Z being on TikTok is probably a good thing, oddly enough.
I think overall, the only person or people this really influences are the folks who just weren't really clued in to how the military really is to begin with. All the civilians out there who basically either they don't have anyone in their family who was in the military or their knowledge of the military comes from what they've seen in movies. So, I mean, there was nothing groundbreaking with any of these complaints. These complaints have been the complaints forever. Now, as we've always said, just because it sucked for me doesn't mean it should suck for you. Mm-hmm. That does mean that, you know, improvements should be made so that maybe we can get over the hurdle that some of these issues present.
Yeah. Shut up about PT. Shut up about like having to do things late at night, having to listen to your commanding officers. I don't care about
that. Unless you can make it funny. Then, then I'm back in.
I don't care about that. I do care about 20,000 people being food insecure and having to be on food.
Yes.
That's a big deal. I do care about people having super moldy barracks. I do care about people be treating like children whenever they're in the barracks. Let them have a fucking hot plate. Let them act like they're goddamn adults. Like if you can, if you could trust somebody to rip lines with a 240 or a Ma Deuce, you should be able to trust them enough to make ramen on their in their barracks room. Like that shouldn't be too difficult. All right, let's move on to
no.
What?
I got my list of icks here.
No, that's round number two, Katie.
Oh, good. Thank God. Okay.
Completely different round. That's what we're going to move on to. So let's move on to round number two, where we're going to talk about icks. Kate came up with a list of the ones that she thought were the military ickiest. And then I'm going to go through, Todd's going to go through ours. And so you know how we're going to fucking do this. Kate, you start with the military icks. What do you got?
Okay. For this ick list, I have two military ick lists, my own personal military icks. And then, pretend my name is Dennis. Okay. I'm a peacetime veteran.
Okay.
I was a supply clerk.
Can we change it to Rick?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Rick. I'm a peacetime veteran. I got out in 98, actually. But I am heavily on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. And these are my military icks.
All right.
One, ponytails in uniform now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're doing icks. You're doing icks for fellas to the ladies.
You know what's going to get sucked up into a Blackhawk? A fucking ponytail.
That's right.
The whole crew down. Women with their nails done in uniform.
Kate's doing the crusty veteran.
Go ahead.
You're doing the crusty veteran.
Letting those women in combat arms, like they aren't going to get their periods all over our flak jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Women doing stuff in uniform in general. It just irks me in ways. Ways I cannot go make me a sandwich. It's a joke I'm still putting on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say queers?
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Might have to figure out how to bleep that one, Kate.
Okay. All right. Never mind. Think you're
the old Q-bomb on the show today.
All right. Well, I got to go. This is my lawyer calling. I sexually harassed a couple people at a Jimmy Buffett cover band concert. Hold on. I'll talk to you guys later.
That's fine. Cons, what are your icks?
Okay.
I only had one ick when I was in the military. Honestly, everything else, you know, I could usually look past. But anybody who had a preconceived notion about me because they heard I went to West Point and I walked into a formation and they said, oh, this guy's from West Point, and they made all sorts of snap judgments. I hated that because inevitably
not really an ick, that's just it hurt you. Like it was right. It was painful.
All right. Well, that was mine.
Cods came in like, I want to, instead of icks, I'm going to talk about things that just hurt my feelings.
No, it was just annoying. It was always annoying because I would flip them, but whatever. But I also made a list. I was instructed to make a list.
Mm-hmm.
If I was 23-year-old Kate, or are we thinking about 23-year-old Kate in the military, what would give her the ick?
And so Kate, you have to confirm or deny.
Okay. Yes.
Officers.
Gave me the ick?
Yeah. Just in general.
Any authority, really. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Kind of scared me. Kind of gave me the ick.
Yes. All right. That's one. Anybody who came in with a college degree, for that matter.
Can I say, specifically of officers, this is going to sound fucked up. The kind of officer that gave me the ick, an out-of-shape officer gave me the ick big time. So I was like, if you're going to be bossing me around, tell me what to do, you better have cummy G's, man or woman. I don't care.
Yeah, but that is one thing I'll say about Marine officers. Very, very rare to see a Marine officer out of shape.
That's exactly. And so if you were, it kind of gave me the ick.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is your problem?
Almost every single one I ever could run us into the dirt. Mm-hmm. And there was something that, like, you didn't want to like him, but you had to respect it.
Because you're not passing TBS unless you're essentially like an athlete. Like, you're not passing TBS without that.
So anyway, yeah, that gave me the ick. Go ahead.
Passing boot camp, though. Bunch of
23-year-old Kate got the ick from any Marine or anybody who had good credit.
Yeah, because what do you have to prove? What do you have to prove?
Yeah.
None of my buddies, I had buddies that like almost couldn't deploy because their credit was so bad they became a security risk. And those were my guys.
All right. Anybody, I don't know how you guys do it in the Marines, but in the Army, we wear all the different badges. Mm-hmm. If you went to like air assault, airborne school, anybody who had a stack of badges. So they were obviously very squared away. Kate, that would give 23-year-old Kate the ick.
Extremely squared away people. Yes. Freaked me the fuck out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew that kind of goes in.
They weren't for me.
Yeah. That goes into my next two, actually. Anybody who was like NCO of the quarter.
Yeah, they probably didn't like me either, to be fair.
I think Cons is just making a list of military me.
The last one.
Yeah.
Japs and I would not have met.
No, you guys would not have gotten along.
No, we would have not have been buddies. Nope.
And the last thing that would give 23-year-old Kate the ick was if somebody was not lazy.
Like if they were to be fair.
Yeah, I think you're wrong on that one.
Right. I didn't like lazy. I wasn't late, but I didn't like, you couldn't be too big of a shitbag and you couldn't be too squared away that you were like going to rat on me or get mad at me for walking on the grass when you're only like a rank or two above me. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. It had to be a middle ground of like delicate shitbaggery. If that makes sense.
I could see you liking people that are very proficient at their job, but didn't care about the pomp and circumstance.
Yes, I was not a pomp and circumstance or a customs and courtesies lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that. I found some other ones that I thought just were good. Okay, you tell me if this would give you the ick. When it's windy and he's trying to navigate napkins.
Like they're blowing all around and he's like,
yeah, can't control the napkins.
Yeah.
Ick there?
Yep.
All right, next one. Thinking about him saying, woo, on a roller coaster makes me sick.
I could deal with, but woo, no. Yeah. No,
I think it's the opposite. I think you could do it with a woo, but not a wee.
A wee would be, he's being silly.
Yeah,
a
he's just a little goofball.
Woo is genuine from the heart. Pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one. Breaking his mechanical pencil and having to pick up all the lead using his fingers as little pincers.
If he broke it, fine. He can't pick it up. He can't try and pick it up.
Yeah, you just got to brush that off, right?
Yep.
Next one. These get progressively better. When his laces are done up really tight and he's got a massive bow on his shoes.
Ooh. Oh, hate it. Hate that. You got to tuck, buddy. You got to tuck.
You just look like a baby.
Yeah, I look like an idiot.
Playing crack the egg on the trampoline and he volunteers to be the egg.
Yeah, that would give me the ick.
Yeah, you walk up to a bar and somebody's like, hey, there's a trampoline. Let's break the egg. I want to be the egg. They're bouncing around and coming off. No way. That's big time ick.
No, that makes you a pick me.
Oh, big time. All right. Imagine him waiting for his phone to charge after it dies and he's just sitting there with nothing to do. I wouldn't have thought about this, but I think about a dude sitting on the edge of his bed with his phone plugged in, just kind of sitting there waiting for it to charge up. I do think
like, are you looking at me? Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I got nothing to say to you.
Nope. Amen. when he's going to get a haircut and you see him wearing that little cape.
I don't mind the little cape. I don't mind the little cape.
You disagree with that one?
I think it's just part of the... There's nothing you can do about that. I'm not going to judge you for it.
This one might go into the military academy or category. Seeing him run around with a backpack on.
Run around with a backpack. See, I wore a green JanSport instead of a purse for a long time.
Yeah.
And that probably gave guys the ick. You had that cooler
backpack too.
That probably gave a lot of guys the ick.
Yeah, I do think a backpack bouncing around makes you look like a baby.
The worst was when I went to that bar in New York City and my backpack got caught in the door. That was embarrassing.
How about this? People who do military specific, and this is for people in the military, but when you're in the military and the people who do military specific workouts, not associated with their unit. So you just see someone on the street doing a ruck march because they want to do a ruck march.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they're wearing Ranger panties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not sneakers either. Boots.
Yeah. Unless you're active duty and you're home on leave trying to stay in shape.
All right, here we go. We got a backpack on, like a rucksack that you could tell is really heavy, shirtless, wearing Ranger panties, and all white Oakleys.
Ick.
Ooh, you got me back with the all white Oakleys.
Yeah, you seem like you'd like that, you piece of shit. Mm-hmm. You would like somebody in Oakleys.
I would double take it. I would give that a double take. There's also a rule. You have to be a certain level of hot to pull that off.
Yeah.
Like Rudy Reyes. He could do it.
Right. I don't care if you're super hot doing a military workout. You're fine. But if you're.
But you can't be too normie, hot, right? Because then you're rubbing it in people's faces.
Oh, no. You can be super, super hot doing it.
Oh, you can.
I'm gonna be pissed.
See, like for me, it's the opposite. I see some hottie with her tits out. I'm like, the ick.
The ick?
Yeah.
All right.
Not really. All right. When he's on the outside of the dance circle and can't wait for a spot to jump in.
Oh, I know a guy. Every family wedding does the same.
Listen, Michael, I think anybody, like I can dance, but anybody who can dance a little too well, And they're just waiting to show it off. I'm talking they can do Justin Timberlake, Michael Jackson-esque.
They keep moves. Going up to the DJ to request that one song that they know they have the dance routine to. Yeah, no.
Right. Like,
I'm out.
Like, there was years ago when Beyonce's Single Ladies song was out, I knew a girl and she crashed a wedding. I was
that was 20 years, things. By the way. 20 years ago.
No way.
I swear.
Holy shit.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Anyway, She broke out and she was so proud of herself, like for doing all the moves. And it was just uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah. People that know choreography to songs, I would say that's the ick.
Yeah.
Like Kate, you walk up to the bar, somebody's got their medals on. They got like three, they're a Lance Corporal and they know all the dance moves to Crank That Soldier Boy.
I was just thinking Crank That Soldier Boy because, we all did that at the Marine Corps Ball. And that was fun. All our medals fell off.
Yeah, but everybody just did like the one or two things, not the entire thing. It's okay, I think, if you know, the one or two moves. But to break out the full choreography that you clearly had to have practiced. I'm sorry. You don't just watch that once and, you know, internalize it. Even the best dancers can't do that. So anybody who's a little too prepared.
Unless it's the electric slide. I feel know the electric slide, you get fucked. Like, that's something that people want to fuck you if you're good at the electric slide.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, this one's good because I had to really think about it, and I think I do get the ick, even amongst friends. So if you're with a new person, like you're starting to date somebody, let's say, Kate, they're at your house for the first time, or even that they're at your parents' house and they're in the bathroom and you're not sure if somebody's in there or not. You knock on the door and they say, somebody's in here. Doesn't that give you the ick?
Yeah, I think you guys say, hold on.
Yeah, but somebody's in here. It just sounds like you're a coward. You got to say who it is. Don't be
scared.
You got
to say, hold on with authority. You got to be like, hold on.
I'm taking a shit. Hold on. Yeah.
Yep.
Or just a very loud noise. Like, huh? I think you're good. Well, yeah, I'm in here.
I think this one is for sure a Kate. When he's talking to you at dinner and you can't hear him.
Oh,
that's
probably one of my biggest icks is soft talkers. I cannot in any circumstance. It just fucking kills me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that one was going to be. And this one really applies to my honeymoon. So when I went to Jamaica, I think I gave, luckily we were married. Because if not, I think she would have divorced me. We were going on this little trip to do a zip line through the jungles. And one zip line. So we were doing one little zip line thing. And it had a stream that you were supposed to cross. And you can hang out in this waterfall area after you're done. We were coming out, like she was getting dressed, put like her bathing suit and cover up and all that. I was dressed, had my board shorts on and a shirt that I could go in. And then I came out of the bathroom. I had my shoes on already, and it was water socks. And she looked down, and she was like, are you wearing fucking water socks? And I had to get water socks from the gift shop, though, the hotel, because I had forgotten any type of sandals. So I was sitting there in water socks. Water socks is an ick. Your thoughts?
Water socks on anyone are just, I would rather step on 1,000 crab claws. Than be seen wearing water socks. Also, down in Texas,
No. I think you might be hitting on what I'm about to say. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Sent Patton to a store. We're all going tubing to buy. We were going to wear them. God bless.
Yes. So tubing. I think when you're floating the river, that's like the one time where it makes sense because it's, you know, 12, 13 inches deep, whatever, and it's all rocks.
And you're hammered drunk.
Yeah.
So, but sent Patton to the store for aqua. We call him aqua socks. And he came out with blue socks. He's like, what? thought it was just the color.
Last one. Anyway. You're going on a date, Kate. And he's not sure what type of ice cream that he wants. And he uses the little spoon.
I don't know. I have a difficult time figuring out the perfect ice cream order, too. I kind of get it.
But taking a little lick on the mini spoon, that doesn't give you the ick?
It depends. What if he curls his tongue around it while he winks at you? And you're like, oh, I see. You know what I mean?
I think that's worse.
I think that's just, taking advantage.
What if he slaps it on his tongue a little bit before he eats it, What if he really...
All right, let's move on to round number three, which today
I got my military eggs.
Yeah. Let's move on to round number three, which today is presented
ROTC
by our good friend.
ROTC kids.
They what?
Way too sexually active. They have volunteer fireman energy. Big eggs. Freaks me out. You never know what their rank is. Bringing kids and babies to the barracks.
Yeah.
I don't care what three of them. As like you're dating somebody.
I'm surprised you had that one now.
Because I had a sergeant who was in the barracks who was kind of a weird guy, and he had this lady staying with him for a week with an infant in the barracks. They were hiding it. That's the kind of circumstance I'm talking about.
Okay.
Again, all the purposes, hiding kids and infants in the barracks. Gives me ick. Any higher rank, even if it's just one rank higher, borrowing money, cars, or bumming cigarettes from any rank lower than them.
I've never seen the other ones, but bumming a cigarette or bumming a dip all the time used to infuriate me.
Yeah. If you were a rank above, get your own or ask a rank above.
Let me ask you a question. Your, platoon commander, your platoon leader rolls up to the smoke pit and you offer them a lip. Is it okay if they take it?
No. Yes. No, it's not, because I don't want to see officers smoking or dipping in uniform. I think that that's a gross behavior to be smoking and drinking or doing anything like that with enlisted folks. I don't think you should do that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I would never, like, if my, I would have a legit conversation, if I'm a staff NCO and a lieutenant, first lieutenant, second lieutenant, captain, came out to the smoke pit and wanted to smoke and joke with all the different younger troops, I would have a conversation.
No, like, you not like that. Not fraternizing like that, but I've seen
officers. No, not even fraternizing. I mean, just smoking. I think just in general, one, I don't think officers should smoke in uniform or dip in uniform ever. Like, I don't think, I think in their office,
dipping in uniform, get some respect.
No, I disagree. I don't think that about, they should be doing it.
What about cigars?
At the right, I don't think cigarettes are ever appropriate. I don't think dips ever appropriate at the Marine Corps ball, at a mess night, something like that, at a graduation to celebrate, like a celebratory or something like that. Cigar, I'm fine with. Cigarettes and dip, never in uniform. Never.
Man. And only when we're officers and enlisted.
No. I mean, if you're with other officers smoking, I think that's even worse. You look like a bunch of shitbags doing that.
This is making me want to go back through OCS just to send you a video of me smoking with my butter bars on.
Well, to OCS.
What of it, chaps? Joke's on you, bitch.
Yeah, and I would hate that. I would hate it. Hate it.
Me jogging with an umbrella. Imagine. Me running with an umbrella across the grass, just ripping a heater.
I understand where you're coming from, though. I get it. I understand parts of it. Yeah.
I'm so far removed now, and I don't get military triggered about stuff anymore. I'm triggered about thinking about officers smoking in uniform. Mm. I just hate it. I
agree with you. I agree with you. Smoking ribbon darts in uniform, I think it does kind of make you look a little trashy and a little like a dirt bag. And it's one of those things. This is
you guys are me beating my own head.
I think back to like the officers I knew who smoked cigarettes, and I was like, those were always kind of like the dirt bags. They weren't, you know, the squared away guys. They weren't the guys who were in the best shape.
Think it's sergeant and below behavior. I think once you become a staff NCO, you should also not smoke in uniform or dip in uniform. I could see dip at the range. Never smoke in uniform if you're a staff NCO or higher. I think it's sergeant and below behavior.
I think it depends on what medals and ribbons you have.
Now, Zen, I feel like Zen can be any group.
That's any right. Group. You can. Anybody can do that.
And if you're listening and you're triggered, maybe you should try our friends at BetterHelp, right, Cons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a solid option because Zero Bug 30 is sponsored by BetterHelp. So whether or not, you know, we got Christmas coming up, whether or not your family gives gifts during the holidays, you get to define how you give to yourself. And the holidays are a great time to do that. So whether it's by starting therapy, going easier on yourself during the tough moments, treating yourself to a day of complete rest, remember, give yourself some love this holiday season. If you've benefited from therapy,
keep going.
Can we cut that?
Nope.
Read the part you weren't supposed to read. It says read verbatim, so I was just reading everything.
Oh, Ron Burgundy had ass.
You got me. They Ron Burgundy'd me. Sorry, but if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Legitimately, jokes aside, you know, BetterHelp is amazing. We've all done it, and it really is legitimately a great service, and especially for myself, married, kid, moving, things have been stressful, and BetterHelp's been there to help me get through it. So the great part is now it's entirely online. So, you know, sometimes if you're in person with someone, it can be a little uncomfortable, but it's entirely online. So it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So you just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Because anybody who's done therapy can tell you, not all therapists are a match for each person that they see. So that's okay if you switch. So in the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/zero today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/zero.
All right, let's move on to round number three. We're going to talk about some good stuff. We oftentimes talking about some negative stuff that the military is doing. We have some good shit, right, Katie?
Yes, we do. And we're talking a little weather here, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Troops who endure freezing temperatures may soon find their hands a little toastier and pockets lined with some extra cash. Mm-hmm. Under a measure included in the annual defense bill passed this week, troops in cold weather stations will now see a new cold weather location special duty pay for assignments where the temperature drops below 20 degrees Fahrenheit or is expected to drop below 20 degrees Fahrenheit based on the 2012 plant hardiness zone map.
I don't even know. Why do we use that? What's the plant hardiness zone map?
Basically, there's certain plants that for sure can and cannot survive in certain temperature environments. And so that's a pretty good way to base like the line of where, here's the line where these plants grow. Anywhere above it where they don't is probably 20 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. You know what I mean?
That makes sense because you got to have a cutoff. You got to have a very clear cutoff somewhere. So that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. How the new pay will end up in paychecks is still to be worked out. This is from Task and Purpose, by the way. Which locations might be eligible and how much the pay might be can't be determined until the National Defense Authorization Act becomes law. But with a cutoff temperature of negative 20 degrees. Oh, I should have said, I think I said 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Pardon me, negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Because I was like, damn, there's a lot of places where it's 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit. It may apply to troop station in places like Patufik Space Base, formerly Thule Air Base in Greenland.
Place. That's a fake place.
I mean, it even has a fake
name. Patufik Space Base. The 22,000 active duty personnel in Alaska and even members assigned to the famously frigid Air Force bases in the upper Midwest. It's quite possible that it is a recognition that's uncomfortable to be living in a cold climate. But part of me thinks it's more tied to the remoteness than it is to the temperature, said Kate Kuzminski, director of Military Veterans and Society Program. She's right. I think it is tougher to be super, super isolated in the boondoggles. That's more hazardous to your mind, I think, than the temperature of the...
Completely agree. Yeah. And like one of the bases that they are talking about, I printed out some information about that base. So it says the winter in Thule, which is the spot in Greenland, are long and bitterly cold with temperatures often well below freezing. The average low temperature during the winter months, November to April, can range from negative 10 to negative 30 or even lower. Strong winds and heavy snowfall are common in this area. I think this is the why people, this is the reason why, simply because of mental health factors in the next part.
Yeah. Yeah.
The summer months from June to July are relatively short and cool, with the average temperature about 40 degrees. But the area experiences midnight sun phenomenon, where the sun never drops, where it's light all the time. And then on the flip side, it never gets light. Like if even here in Chicago, one in New York too, like when I was in New York and I would come to visit and we would do radio, like Barstool Radio, come out at 4:30, 5 o'clock, whenever it was done, and it's dark already. That kind of stuff really affects your mental health. And that's getting dark at 4:30. You talk about never getting light. I mean, that destroys your mental health. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Seasonal depression is very much a thing.
And yeah, I mean, like, way worse. It gives you the ick. It's never light out. It's fucking freezing. You can't go outside.
Yeah, no reprieve.
Yeah, in 2021, the Army saw 17 suicides out of its 11,000 soldiers based in Alaska. And yeah, so and anything that can help morale, I feel like is much needed. And so,
I mean, at my school, like all the buildings are gray. So we have what we actually call it the gray period from when you get back from Christmas, because you basically have nothing to look forward to until
and you're on the river. So you got the fog from the Hudson. It was so gray the day you took me around. I was like, damn, yeah. I don't think I saw any color the entire day.
Yeah. Now imagine the snow on the ground.
Rainbow bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine there's snow on the ground. It's freezing cold, windy, no light, more or less. And it's getting dark at 4 o'clock. Like you're talking about, Chaps, 1,000% that affects.
No your women mood. For 2,500 miles, at least, except for the ones. Exactly. There. God bless you.
Yeah. Especially if they're nice wearing ladies. Love Spell. Love Spell used to do it for me.
Oh, buddy.
A little Victoria's Secret Love Spell. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. And then the other thing, I mentioned it, where you're going to have more separation pay, $400 instead of $250. I think it should be based on location. Like pay should be based on location and hardship. Where if you're going to a spot where everybody, like if you go to Hawaii, you don't get extra money for the weather in Hawaii. Fort Drum, Fort Polk. Like, because anywhere else, any other job that you're going to have, they're going to have to pay you to go to that shitty spot. Imagine the money that it would cost a civilian to live in a place like Greenland.
Oh, you know what? It shouldn't be the plants that determine where this. They should have like a hot, really cool influencer like Alex Earle has to go to each base. And she's like, oh, the nightlife here, non-existent. The weather sucks. Can't wear anything cool. They get 500 extra bucks a year. Yeah. This base kind of near Miami. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it this way, too. We all got extra pay when we were serving in a desert. Now, granted, it was also a combat zone. So taking that into account. But some of these Arctic areas are also technically deserts because the desert is any place. I think it's like 10 or 12 inches. If you get anything less than that of rainfall a year, you're considered a desert. So maybe it's desert pay too. So it may not even be the temperature, but we could go somewhere like a Fort Drum. But I don't know if they count. Do they count snow? No, they don't count snow as
they should. Rain. I mean, you should
get Antarctica is a desert and that has snow out the wazoo.
Yeah, you'll have snow there. They said that a shit ton of snow that happens in that area.
Right. So I don't know.
I'm in South Pole TikTok right now too, and it's fascinating. The things that are going on there. That and the North Sea and the Baltic Sea. Have you guys seen those videos of like the tankers that have to go through there?
Oh, yeah, actually, yes. Yeah,
they're braver than the US Marines, no doubt about it.
Those people get extra pay for going through those difficult oceans.
Of course, and dude. Seas.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Nobody's so doing that shit too. For $18 an hour.
Right. Better so it totally get makes sense. Yeah. Pay
if you're going to do that. All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis cons. We'll start with you.
Things. And Kate, I don't say this to disparage you right now because I know you still have the snoo and you're working with that.
I have something to tell you. I feel bad because they lent it to me for free. I used it twice and now it's like a clothes hamper.
We just sold ours and I don't know that we'll ever get one ever again. And I said this, I think because the snoo was so ridiculously expensive, everyone just kind of lies. It's like this unspoken lie that everybody says, like, because nobody wants to admit, wait, maybe this thing's not magic like everybody claims it is.
$1,650. Yeah.
It just, it shakes a little. Like, that doesn't work for every baby. So anyway, we sold our snoo. I don't know if we're going to be snooing it up for any future children. And if we do, we might just rent one. And then
I feel like you'll hear me say this on here, but I'm going to do a very nice post because I am a people pleaser and it was nice that they sent it to me.
Yeah.
So you're going to be dishonest with your fans. Smart.
Absolutely.
Kate. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sunday. Yes, Sunday. I had my Arrested Development. It's a banana, Michael. What could it cost?
$1 million.
In my life, okay, I've never purchased a gas fireplace, okay? My parent, we grew up with wood fireplace, and then in my parents' house now they have one, but it never fell on me to go purchase a gas fireplace. So I went because we need to ultimately replace our fireplace. It past inspection, but ultimately it's old and we need to do that. I had no idea what gas fireplaces cost. I couldn't have even, Price is Right, try to guess, like 20, in the 000. Game. How much?
No. 20,000.
Yeah, it's just a couple thousand, but still, like I
don't know anything. I have a
20,000 was an outrageous guess. It's like 2,500 is where you're at.
A lot.
Typically, not with install, just like getting it. Yeah. Homeownership.
I'm just saying, like, I had no idea. Like, that's the thing about homeownership. I think there's so many things that you just kind of take for granted growing up. And then you have to go buy it yourself and you realize, like, oh, I didn't know what that costs. Now you know.
Todd's save rounds and alibis lately has turned into like the most dad shit of all time.
Yeah.
He's like, these whippersnappers outside my house causing all kinds of racket with their laughing and noise making.
I'll tell you, it's so quiet in the suburbs. I love it.
It is quiet. All right, Kate, what about you?
Speaking of I was going to the grocery store. There's a grocery store here in my neighborhood called Mariano's, and you actually park on the roof. So you drive up around the thing on the roof, and there's security guards there that kind of patrol it. And I was turning to start driving up the ramp to park on the roof. when I see these teenagers come running down holding a giant stop sign, and then the security cars were chasing them. There were kids stealing a big old sign. And I almost wanted to be like, get in, come on, let's get the fuck out of here. But anyway, so I know what you mean about the riffraff around here.
Oh, yeah.
But it made me miss. But anyway, do I have any save rounds alibis? No, I don't think I do.
All right.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I stopped at a bar and had half a beer the other day. So I'm back.
How was that?
It was a treat. It was a delight.
Nice. Yeah, I was so happy when you texted me that you're like, I'm sitting here having a beer. And then you sent it and it looked like half a jelly jar full of beer.
It was it was like a shot glass full of beer.
Yeah.
And it was like 11 in the morning and I made it real weird with the bartender. I was like, just a mom with her baby having a beer. And then.
And they wouldn't have gave a fuck if you just ordered a beer.
Let me ask you this. This is the hypothetical. Maybe I did or didn't do this. Is this wrong? The bathroom was very small and I had to go before I left. It was kind of a hike back to the house. And so I turned to the bartender and I said, do you mind watching my baby real quick?
No, I think you got to do what you got to do sometimes. Like, because you still got to go. Yeah.
And it's like, what's he going to do? Run down the block with my baby and holding it like a football? Sprint off with him?
Probably not. He was buckled probably looking in. Forward to you getting out of there.
Yeah, probably.
But luckily, and I remember this from radio days, nobody pees faster than Kate. Fastest dude, peer in the block. Chaps, without
when,
a doubt.
When I had the stranger watching my baby, well, I almost blew out my pee ring, whatever that is. I peed so fast. And so I made a point because I was in there so fast. To be shaking off my hands to prove like, hey, I peed so fast. I still had time to wash my hands. Like I wanted him to know I washed my hands because I was so fast. I was like, there's no way this guy's going to think I had time to wash my hands. Very proud. Anyway, what's your save round?
Well, that's how Kate pisses for my save rounds. I'm looking forward to Christmas here. This is our last show before Christmas break. We go on Christmas break. So we're excited about that. This is my first Christmas up here. Our house looks lovely. Like all the little street, the houses on the street, because they're so much closer together. Everybody's kind of decorated. We had one of those walks, you know, where they put the old white lunch bags on the street and they add a candle.
Yeah.
Like every house in our area had that. Like the village helped put them out all over the place. It was like that. And the kids absolutely loved it. I have a big ass today actually was a huge order of firewood showed up at my house that was oak and cherry that we're going to have and start having fire pits. I think I'm going to have a fire pit every night of this break. That's not, that it's not raining. I think that's what I'm going to do and having a legit cold Christmas. I think it's going to be a great,
it changes time. It, man.
Yeah.
It changes
Christmas
it.
For you. Very,
it's a different feeling. It feels like Christmas. I can't imagine Christmas with a temperature in, you know, the 60s or higher. Doesn't feel like Christmas.
I didn't realize this was I'm in La La Land, the last episode before Christmas. Shout out to all the troops listening that are not going to be home for Christmas. I know that's really hard. Yeah. I feel like have you guys had Christmases away from home while you were in?
Yeah.
No, I never had one. I had Thanksgiving. That was it.
I haven't gone home for Christmas since I was 17.
Well, for those of us who really were into our dads, it could be really no offense.
He's dead, so I'm good.
For those of us with alive dads, yeah. It can be really tough to go. But it can just be a tough time of year, and you can feel lonely and whatever. This shall pass, and you'll have good Christmases ahead. And maybe I feel like sometimes the holidays that I missed, where I was stuck with my troop buddies, ended up being some of my favorite holidays of all time.
Oh yeah, so, like even though it's gonna suck, like if you've never done it before. It does stink, but you're going to have stories to tell later on in life about
some of the Thanksgivings I missed at home and with my troop buddies, like Smoke Pit Thanksgiving ended up being one of my favorite of all time Thanksgiving. So yeah. But I'm just sending good vibes to everybody. I know it could just be kind of weird, tough season. Send in love and thanks to everybody who listens.
And don't sing. I'll be home for Christmas. Cause you're going to cry. If you're in the barracks, don't be hitting that one. You need to hit up Dominic the Donkey, some Jingle Bells, some Grandma Got Ran Over by the Reindeer. Mm-hmm. Not I'll Be Home for Christmas. Because you're not. You don't want to be an integrity violator. Mm. Sound the retreat.